ABCYB and Capricornium. Well, the hardest part these days can sometimes be just getting in and out of a car park somewhere. They're becoming crazy places. What's going on? Well, thankfully, someone is onto this, and that's business futurist Morris Bislowski from businessfuturist.com. Morris, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Morris, car parks, they are becoming crazy places. Is it me, or are they getting smaller, tighter, and more claustrophobic places?
Yes, I think you're right. I mean, the reality is, even if they're not, there are more people cramming into it, and it makes it feel that way. We have more cars on the road than we've ever had before, and we're going to see that drop over the next 10 or 20 years. But it's increasingly difficult. One of the really interesting stats that I developed over the past couple of weeks is that the average person in Australia wastes 106 days of their life trying to find parking spaces. I mean, it's just incredible. So there are lots and lots of things that are happening. I mean, the reality is about 15 years from now, we will not be parking cars in the way we have now. In fact, we'll be looking back and thanking somebody that no longer is the case. There are a number of different trends on the horizon. One is that we will, in fact, own less cars in Australia over the next 10 to 15 years. And the Australian Bureau of Statistics tells us at the moment we have about 2.4, you know, that wonderful 0.4. cars to the average household now, and by 2025 that'll drop to about 1.7. Again, I don't know who's going to chop their car into two-thirds.
So we'll need less car parking spaces?
Well, that is one of the thoughts. We will start to use public transport more and more. Again, there's a whole infrastructure argument around that. I get it. You know, lots of things we'll need to do. You and I have spoken before about the nature of work changing, meaning that we won't all necessarily have to go to a particular spot like in town or Wollongong or wherever else to make that work. We'll be able to work from home or stagger our hours or do things. So that'll make a difference as well. But the cars themselves are going to make significant differences in the way they park and what we ask them to do. And that really is, for me, the most interesting part of the conversation.
So technology is coming to assist us. What's it actually doing to help the situation?
We start from really simple things like inboard cars or onboard car parking. Now, we have at the moment the Mini that's coming out next year, in America anyway, maybe Australia the year after that, has an onboard app which is literally built into the dashboard. And when you're ready to park your car, it will find you a spot. And assuming it's a car parking spot, somewhere you have to pay, it'll reserve that spot for you and pay it and guide you towards it. So you actually know where you're going, your spot will be ready, it'll be paid for, you'll just be able to walk out of the car and come back to it when you want. So that's one of the ways that it's going to assist. And we have lots of similar apps, both built into the car and things we can download onto our smartphones, that'll help us to find car spots, whether they're in car parks or whether just on the street and parallel parking. So they'll do a search for us and guide us towards it. And also, while we're talking about in-car, there are a number of cars already available, and more over the next few years, that will actually park the car for you while you're sitting in it. It's one of the augmented things it does. So you'll find your car spot, or it'll help you to find it. You'll engage the car parking, and then do what it requires you to do. Often it's just to press the accelerator or the brake at the right time, and it'll park for you.
That'll certainly take off some stress, won't it? Also, a few scratches on the car as well.
Yeah, well, hopefully it will. But we're going beyond that as well. So we're going to find all kinds of interesting things. If we stick to the app type side, Volvo claims that next year they will have as one of their vehicle options an automatic parking app. So at this stage it will work with your smartphone. You'll get to your destination or somewhere near it. You'll get out of the car and you'll open up your app and you'll then ask the car through the app to park itself. And it will drive around the car park or a space until it finds a space that's available, pop the car into it, lock the car, and then notify you of where the car is.
That's good. It's good that it tells us where the car is.
But wait, it goes one step further. There's some steak knives with this thing. When you finish whatever it is you're doing, you come back out, don't have to be terribly near the car, and you ask the app to drive the car to you. And the car will actually come and find you. So it's valet parking, which in Australia we don't use a lot, but this is digital valet parking that Volvo says it will have in its cars, as I said, in the next couple of years. And many other car manufacturers have said over the next space of time, short space of time, they intend to have fairly similar technologies.
I like that new technology, indeed. I'd like to have that for Christmas. Thank you very much. What about airport parking? I understand that there'll be some changes there as well.
There could be. There is a service that's available in San Francisco at the moment called Flight Car. Obviously doesn't help us much around Australia, but what it does is you let it know that you're going to park your car at the airport and how long you're going to be away for, and it will then share your car out or temporarily rent your car out for that period of time. So you'll go up to the booth, leave your car and your keys with an attendant, and then she and he will find somebody that wants to drive it for that period of the day, 2 days, 3 days. They have $1 million insurance over every motor vehicle. They also will give you back your car fully cleaned and ready for you to go. So for some people, what they'll do if they wish is actually to have their car make money for them while they're away. So that's Flight Car.
Yeah, sounds like a great deal indeed. So all of this sort of, what, maybe 10 years down the line?
Or? Well, Flight Car's here right now. So that's San Francisco, and we'll see if it comes about. The odds and bods of the onboard cars, 2015, 2016, we'll start to see them. Most probably within 10 years, we will see more and more of them. We're also getting things like, we've talked about before, with Uber, which will let you not have a car at all, but call somebody up on an app who will pick you up and take you where you need to go. Car sharing schemes are going to abound everywhere. And we're going to see all kinds of things which really push people out of the realms of having to own a car, necessarily full-time, but maybe use the car part-time by sharing it, by renting it, but not in the way we have now. And where we do drive, is to use some of these apps or interesting pieces to be able to find a car spot or have the car park itself.
The times, they are a changer when it comes to car parks, and that's only a good thing. Maurice, remind us how we can keep up to date with what's happening in the future.
As always, it's businessfuturist.com.
Maurice, thanks very much. We'll catch you next time.
Look forward to it.
Thanks now. Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com on ABC Wide Bay and Capricornia.